Where's Deep Decker, Tempelo?
Right here, Lieutenant.
Bill, look.
Be careful, Bill. He's got a gun.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Touch of Death. On the second floor of a small midtown Manhattan building, the lights burn late again tonight. Burn as late as they do most every night. And burn as bright as the warped ambition which fires old Pietro Tompolo.
The knee, Steve. Bend the knee. Ah. Now, stick on. Stick on, you hear. Stick on. No. Too slow. And the arm is bent. Bad. Bad. No. Now, what the devil did you do that for?
Your part. Pick it up.
I almost broke my wrist.
Pick up your foil, Steve.
Forget it, Meister. I'm quitting for tonight.
Quick. Look, it's late. You're repulsed, these things, like an old woman swatting flies. You disengage with the speed of an earthworm. In 2 weeks, you enter the Nationals, but it is always quick.
Maestro, it's 11 o'clock. We've been at...
Your wife can wait. A national championship cannot.
It's not Rose. I have an appointment. A business appointment.
At 11 o'clock at night.
Yes. I'll see you tomorrow.
No, I cannot afford to be always waiting for tomorrow.
What is that supposed to mean?
Steve, Filio, there is something you do not know. About me, I mean.
What's that?
Sit.
Maestro,
please. One moment.
Okay.
Filio, you remember, a few weeks ago, I was not well.
Yeah.
My doctor examined me and suggested I consult a heart specialist.
Yes.
I went to him, the specialist, Dr. Page, and after tests and examinations, he told me that even by living quietly, he could not guarantee that I would live more than a year. 18 months at the most.
Maestro.
I did not want to tell you this, Steve, but I must, so you will understand if I seem impatient with you. Time suddenly has become a very precious thing.
But if this is true, Maestro, you can't go on trying.
What do you suggest I do? Sit and wait until my time is gone? I have no intention of dying until I have taught you all I know. Until I see you win the national title. Until Steve Decker, a Tampolo champion, qualifies for the Olympic team. Not many people could understand this, Steve, but you can. I know you can, because you love fencing as I do. So, be patient with my impatience, huh? Now, be careful.
Maestro, I have an appointment.
So have I, but let them wait. En garde!
Fine, just standing. Come home from a week out of town and get impaled on the point of a sword.
Darling, I'm sorry. Really, you just opened the door in the middle of my lunch.
Yeah, well, if you'd just be a little more...
Point that scowling thing to your...
Careful. After all,
please. There now. Better?
Well, sorry I blew up, darling, but... Well, I hate to have my own wife make shish kebab out of me.
Well, somehow you wouldn't look your best wearing a mushroom.
Yeah. Just how did this toad stabber get into our family anyway?
When a woman's husband runs off and leaves her for a week just so he can make a living, the woman gets bored and restless.
The tragedy of modern marriage.
But the more I need exercise, so I enroll in a fencing school.
Well, couldn't you be happy with knee bends and push-ups?
The best fencing school in the city. Run by the oldest, sweetest, wildest-eyed, most temperamental Italian champion you've ever seen.
Oh?
The great Pietro Tampolo.
Pietro who?
Tampolo. Watch this lunge.
Pam, careful, the lamp!
Oh, dear. Maestro Tampolo would hate me for that.
Sit down, Stephen. Sit down. It is good seeing you again.
I bet. Well, I'm here now. What do you want?
Some funds I was expecting from another source did not materialize, Stephen. so, I must ask you to pay something on the loan I extended to you.
How much do you want?
Half.
2,000?
Two. Oh, no, Stephen. 4.
What?
4,000.
What are you talking about? 4,000 was all you gave me.
Two. But what with the accumulated interest and other factors, the price is 8,000. And I want half. 4. Now.
But I don't have $4,000.
Then I would suggest that you get it.
I can't get it. 2, maybe. Yes, but...
Sorry, Stephen. When I say 4, I mean 4. And if you cannot get it for me, then I'm afraid I must take your collateral and raise the money elsewhere.
You can't sell those trophies.
Those trophies. Would you like to see them once again, Stephen?
Oh, listen, Duchess.
I keep them here in this cabinet. Oh, out of sight, naturally. Look at them. Only Tampolo would have such trophies. Antique goblets set with priceless gems.
He won them years ago. And I won them just the way he did.
If the maestro only knew how lightly you have treated them.
You know why I did it. I was desperate. Rose was sick.
We all have our misfortunes, Stephen. But we cannot expect others to pay for them. Did you have to drink?
Those trophies aren't worth $8,000.
But your reputation as a fencer, that is worth it, no?
What do you mean?
The stringent rule that governs all American amateur athletics. Any participant deriving commercial gain from medals or trophies is to be disqualified.
Well, just a minute.
Too bad. With the national tournament a mere 2 weeks away.
I can't raise 4,000, I tell you.
And Tampolo?
Listen, Duchess, Tampolo is sick.
Oh?
He hasn't very long to live.
I am sorry.
The one thing he's living for is to see a Tampolo man win the national title, to see a protege of his qualify for the Olympic team.
And you, Stephen, you are favored to win, no?
I suppose so, yes.
Ah, shame. An American Olympic champion degraded by scandal. Fuel for anti-American propaganda.
Can't I make you understand? I don't have $4,000.
Tampolo is worth many times that much. And he will do anything to protect his reputation and yours.
I can't ask him for money.
No? Then I shall.
I kill you first.
Drink? Here, drink from a goblet set with jewels. A gift to Pietro Tampolo from Count Freyheaven.
You miserable old...
$4,000, Stephen.
You stay away from Tampolo, or I'll kill you.
Plus the price of repairing that goblet.
Steve, you haven't touched your breakfast.
What?
Your breakfast.
Oh. I'm not hungry, Rose.
I didn't hear you get home last night. What time was it?
Oh, I don't know. It's after 2.
Oh? Were you working with Tampolo all that time?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, I just asked.
You don't believe me?
No, Steve. I called Tampolo's at 1. I didn't get an answer.
Well...
And you were pacing the living room at 4 this morning. You didn't go to bed at all last night. Something's wrong, Steve.
Yeah.
What?
Rose, how much money do we have in bonds now?
$2,300. Why?
I need it.
What for?
Look, Rose, it's a long story.
Longer than it took us to save $2,300? What do you want it for, Steve?
Okay, I'll tell you. A year ago last winter, when you were sick and I was out of a job, I borrowed some money. I told you I'd put Tampolo's trophies in the safe deposit vault at the bank. It wasn't true. I used them to get the money.
Go on.
I got it. $4,000 from an old woman named Maria Kubek. She calls herself a duchess. She knew Tampolo in Europe years ago before the First War. I met her at Tampolo's and...
And to make a long story short, she wants some money.
$4,000.
But if she wants $4,000 now, how will $2,300 help?
I figure if I go to her with that much cash, she might listen to reason.
I'm sorry, Steve. but you can't have those buns.
Rose.
I mean it. If you take the last cent we have in the world and give it to this Duchess woman, we're through.
But the trophies.
Let her keep the stupid trophies. Listen to me, Steve. For 5 years, you've let the obsession of an egocentric old man run our lives. Just because he took you in and fed you and put a few clothes on your back when you were a kid.
Well, don't you think I owe him something for that?
Don't you think you owe something to yourself and to me? Good Lord, Steve, you're a man now. You're not a kid anymore. You're getting too old for games. Who cares if you win 1,000 national fencing titles?
Oh, Rose, please. I know how you feel. I don't blame you, but fencing is Trumpolo's life.
Then let him have it.
Rose, honey, listen to me. Last night, Trumpolo told me something. He's sick, Rose. It's his heart. His doctor gives him a year, 18 months at the most.
That's the best news I've heard in 5 years.
Oh, you don't mean that.
I do.
Can't you understand this title? I want to give it to him. I have to give it to him.
All right, Steve. Go ahead. Give the Duchess our money and Trumpolo his title. But when you're through, don't you bother to come home. I won't be here.
Must be stationary, Mrs. North.
Can't help it. It sneaks up on me.
How's she doing, Mr. Trumpolo?
Ah, Mr. North.
Hello, Jerry.
About done with your lesson, dear?
Almost.
An apt pupil of the foil, your wife. You do any fencing, Mr. North?
No. My sport is crossword puzzle.
Yeah, but fencing is much more than a sport, my friend.
That's it, Mr. Trumpolo. Talk him into it.
Fencing is a science, an art. It demands the grace and speed born of the dance. The strength born of battle. The courage born of the death struggle.
This sounds pretty grim.
I think it's romantic.
Ah, yes, romantic. Grim, it is both. The duel has been outlawed, but death is still the third man on the strip.
Oh, golly, I'd better practice my lines.
Yes, let us try again, Mrs. North.
All right,
Well, for Pam.
What?
Look who's here.
Bill Wagon.
Pam, Jerry. What are you doing here?
I've taken up fencing to reduce.
Yeah, and if she doesn't stop practicing at home, I'm going to wind up lighter by one head. What brings you here, Bill?
I'm looking for Mr. Trumpolo.
I am Trumpolo.
Maestro, this is Lieutenant Wigand of Homicide.
How do you do, Trumpolo?
A pleasure. But, Homicide?
I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to come down to headquarters with me, Mr. Trumpolo.
Yes?
I'd like to ask you some questions.
Questions? About what?
Are you acquainted with a Maria Kubek, a woman who called herself the Duchess?
Yes. Well, what about her?
She's dead. She's been murdered.
Jerry,
How
long has Bill had the maestro in there?
About a half hour. I don't get it. Why did Bill want us to come down here anyway? We've never heard of this Duchess.
I know. I don't understand it. Oh, wait. Here's Bill.
Hi, I'm Jerry. Come on in.
Okay.
I'm sorry you had to wait so long.
Sit down. Okay, thanks.
Where's Mr. Trumpolo?
I had one of the men take him home. You know, he's a lot sicker than he admits, and this hit him pretty hard.
Well, how come? Was the Duchess a friend of his?
No, not particularly. He says he knew her only slightly.
Who was she anyway, Bill?
Sort of a cosmopolitan, extortionist, blackmailer, and all-round con woman. Old, but not mellow.
Well, then why should Mr. Trumpolo be so upset?
You know Steve Decker.
Decker?
Well, I do. I've met him at Trumpolo's style. He's Trumpolo's protege.
Yeah?
He's one of the best, if not the best, fencer in the country.
I know. Trumpolo told me all about him. He practically raised Decker. He took him in after Decker's parents were killed in an accident when Decker was only 14 or 15.
Well, what does Steve Decker have to do with this?
Well, as far as we know, he was the last person to see the Duchess alive. He also may have been the first one to see her dead.
You think he...
According to the elevator boy in the Duchess apartment house, Decker called on the old woman last night at about 12:30. And he was back this morning just before noon. And the Duchess died sometime between 12 and 2 this afternoon. We found Decker's fingerprints all over the apartment and this lying on the rug.
What is it?
It looks like a ruby.
It is.
I didn't know they came that small. What's it from?
Well, it could be from a ring, but I doubt it. We checked every piece of jewelry the Duchess owned. No luck.
Well, think it came from something somebody else might have...
Did Steve Decker wear much jewelry, Pam?
No, he wasn't a type.
Well, no watches or stick pins or cufflinks, that sort of thing?
Not that I particularly noticed.
Well, look, Bill, if you think that ruby belongs to Decker, why don't you ask him about it?
I'd like to, but I can't.
Can't? Why?
He's disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
brother, am I hungry.
So am I. Why don't you get the waiter an order?
Oh, been trying to, but every time I wave at him, he waves back.
Very friendly place.
Mm. Hey, Pam, dear, didn't anyone ever tell you that it's impolite to read at the table? What the devil is the magazine you're so interested in?
The fencing league bulletin. It was in the mailbox when I left the Campbell's this afternoon. I put it in my purse.
Well, read it later, will you?
All right. Oh, darling, I'm sorry. But look at this, a picture of Steve Decker. Isn't he handsome?
Yeah.
He's favored to win the national title. Here's a long story about him.
Well, let's see.
I'll try my luck at getting the waiter.
Okay. Ma'am.
What?
Hey, did you read this story about Decker?
Not all of it, why?
Well, did you see this? Listen. Decker has won every trophy donated to the league by Pietro Tampolo, his instructor.
Well, everyone knows that.
Yeah, but listen. Included among the trophies is the famous Von Lasser Cup donated by the Austrian nobleman Count Freiherr von Lasser and originally won by Tampolo in Vienna in 1912.
Mm-hmm.
The cup inset with small rubies.
Rubies?
Rubies.
Well, Jerry, do you suppose the ruby Bill found it?
I don't know.
Well, what was Campbell's trophies he's been doing in the Duchess apartment?
Oh, I don't know that either.
Well, Bill ought to see this.
He was on his way to talk to Mrs. Decker when we left him, so he won't be back in his office yet. Look, we'll wait.
We won't. We'll go to Mrs. Decker, too.
But, Pam, look. Hey, the waiter's coming.
Good. We'll wait to him from the door. Yes?
I'm Lieutenant Wagon.
Oh, yes, the officer I spoke to on the telephone. Come in, please.
Thank you. There are a few questions I want to ask you, Mrs. Decker.
I'll tell you anything I can, Lieutenant.
You told me on the phone you don't know where your husband is.
And I still don't.
Well, have you any idea where he might be?
No. Have you asked Pietro Tampolo?
Yes.
Well, if he doesn't know, no one does. Tampolo owns Steve, every inch of him. If it weren't for Tampolo, he wouldn't be in this mess.
Oh, why not?
Oh, you wouldn't understand. I don't know that I'll understand it. This insane fanaticism of Tampolo's for fencing and the way he's played on Steve's feeling of obligation to him to turn him into a ridiculous puppet.
Mrs. Decker, have you ever seen this before?
Oh, where did you get that?
It was on the floor of the living room in Maria Kubek's apartment.
And the trophies?
Trophies?
The Tampolo trophy Steve had won.
Well, there's nothing like that in the apartment.
And Steve did kill her. Tampolo could even get him to kill.
What do you mean?
Oh, the Duchess was blackmailing Steve. She loaned him money on the trophies, and then she threatened to have him disqualified for the national title tournament. She demanded $4,000 immediately.
And he didn't have it?
No, only $2,300. That was all we had in the world, but he took it, hoping she'd listen to reason. May I answer?
Well, certainly. Go ahead.
Hello?
Rose?
Oh, it's you. Hello?
You're not alone?
No.
The police?
Yes.
Listen, Rose. I'm going to Tampolo's. Meet me there, but be careful you're not followed.
All right.
As soon as possible.
Your husband?
Yes.
Where is he?
With the maestro. Where else?
Tampolo?
Yes.
You want to come?
No. Steve shouldn't have called me. He knows how I feel. I told him this morning. I never want to see him again.
Sorry, Mrs. Decker.
And Jerry.
Yeah, we've got something to tell you.
Look, we'll get in my car. You can tell me on the way to Tampolo's.
Tampolo's? What are we going there for?
To get Steve Decker.
When I walked in, the Duchess was lying on the floor, dead. And the trophies were gone.
Oh, Steve. Steve.
I didn't kill Pietro, I swear.
Then who, Steve? Who?
No.
Rose.
That's ridiculous.
Is it, Filio? Is it ridiculous to think she may have been afraid the Duchess would accept the $2,300 you were going to offer?
Why would she take the trophies?
They have a certain monetary value.
Oh, no, but to think that Rose...
Or she may have taken them knowing that if they were left behind, You and I would be incriminated. She could not foresee that the police had other ways of knowing that we were acquainted with the Duchess. Filio, you must give yourself up.
And implicate Rose?
But if she killed...
She didn't.
You do not know that, nor do I, or the police.
No, but...
And to run and hide as you are doing is, in the eyes of the police, an admission of guilt. Now, please, Steve, feel you all that we have worked for. Dreamed of from the day you came to me as a mere boy. All the hours, the days, the years...
Oh, in the name of heaven, can't you forget fencing even now?
No.
Well, you might as well forget it, Pietro, because I'm through.
Steve!
I'm not going to compete for the national title.
But no one knows that you use the trophies to get money. And no one need know it can be our secret.
It has nothing to do with it. I hate fencing. I loathe it.
No, Filio, no. You must not say such a thing.
I've catered to your insanity on this subject long enough, Pietro.
Too long.
Steve, Steve.
Who's that? Go into the other room.
Pablo, open up.
They're coming. Lieutenant Wagon, Mr. and Mrs. North.
Where's Steve Decker, Tempelo?
Steve? But what makes you think he's here?
We know he is, Tempelo. His wife told me.
And she told him about the Duchess having the trophy.
Where's Decker, Tempelo?
Right here, Lieutenant.
Steve!
Look out, Bill.
He's got a gun.
And I know how to use it, Mrs. North.
Now, don't be a fool, Decker. Put that down.
And I'm ready to use it, Lieutenant. I'm leaving here, and anyone who tries to stop me is going to get hurt.
No, Steve, please. Put the gun away.
You're just making things tougher for yourself, Decker.
Lieutenant, make him give up that gun.
I'm afraid he's dealing, Tumbleo.
Listen to the lieutenant, Maestro. Get away from that door.
Lieutenant, he did not kill the Duchess. It was Rose.
What, Rose?
His wife? That's a lie.
Please, Steve, it is not too late. The money you got for the trophies, we will ask the leak for a hearing.
Forget it, Maestro. You can't save anything out of this. Now get away from that door.
No, Filio, you are not a killer. You will not use that gun.
I will. You get away from that door. Oh, I'll shoot.
Who is he says, Tablo?
My life is over. I have no fear of that gun.
Skip the hero act, Tablo.
Give me the gun, Steve.
You stay away from me, Pietro. I swear. I'll shoot.
You have your choice, Steve. Shoot or hand me the gun.
I don't want to hurt you, Pietro, but I will if you don't.
Shoot or hand me the gun.
Forget it, Tablo. Don't press your luck. Watch it, Tablo.
He's my son.
You are not a killer, Filio.
Brother. Come on, Decker.
No. No, Lieutenant, not Steve. You want me.
You?
Yes. I followed Steve to his meeting with the Duchess last night. I heard their conversation. Today I returned to her apartment. She was willing to destroy Steve's reputation and my dream. I destroyed her.
You killed him?
Yes. I thought I might forestall this moment, but... Well, a doctor's verdict or a jury's verdict, does it matter?
Maestro, I don't...
Steve, keep the blade low. More speed when you disengage and... Lieutenant.
Okay, Tumblo, let's go.
What did I tell you? Isn't it a lot of fun,
Dad? Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. Great.
Well, can we get another whirl?
Oh, why not?
Here we go.
Great. On guard.
On guard.
Of course, I wouldn't say this demands the grace and speed born of the dance.
Or the strength born of battle and the courage born of the death struggle. But, girlies, I don't know why we didn't buy a ping-pong table long ago.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.